Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Dalet, 12 lines from the top of Daf Dalet and Aleph, and the Gemara begins and quotes from our Mishnah, and we'll quote from the beginning of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Hamivi get Mdis Yom, Tzorch Shirim, Bifoni Nechtam, that if Reuven, who's a Shliach Lailocha, brings a get from Mdis Yom to Eretz Yisrael, he has to say Bifoni Nechtam, Bifoni Nechtam, and we saw the Shita of Rabba, who says that the reason why you have to say Bifoni Nechtam, Bifoni Nechtam, is Lufi She'im Bikin Lishma, and we saw the Shita of Rabba that said the reason why you have to say Bifoni Nechtam, Bifoni Nechtam, is Lufi She'im Edim Mitsu. And Taisus explained that the reason why the Tanakhama used the Lashon of Hamevi get Medinas Yom and he didn't say Hamevi get Mechutz La'aretz is because the Tanakhama hold that not every time when a Shliach brings a get from Chutz La'aretz does he have to say Bifani Nechtam, Bifani Nechtam. And as we'll see, Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar, as well as potentially the Chachamim, argue on the Tanakhama, and the Tanakhama hold that the only time you have to say Bifani Nechtam, Bifani Nechtam is only when the Shliach brought this get Medinas Yom. And as Taisus points out, the Mashma Rochik, which is Mashma that was further away from Eretz Yisrael, Kamay, just like we find in Yavam, is the Lashon of the Ish Shalach Bible of Medina Siyam, etc. And our Gemara now quotes from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that Gamliel argues on the Tanakhama, and he says, that not only do you have to say Bifani Nechtam, Bifani Nechtam, if you're further away from Eretz Yisrael, but even if you're close to Eretz Yisrael, and you're in Rechem and Chega, and you send the get to Eretz Yisrael, the Shliach Lohi Lacha would also have to say Bifani Nechtam, Bifani Nechtam. And Rabbeleza stated, Afilu Mikval Ludum Lud. And we explained that Lud is part of Eretz Yisrael, and Kfar Ludim was a suburb of Lud, and even though it was right next to Lud, and as we'll see in the Gemara, not only was it close to Lud, but it was also Muvla in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, meaning that Eretz Yisrael jutted out in a few points, and Lud was found within that area where Eretz Yisrael jutted out, and therefore, if you draw a line from the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, it would actually include Kfar Ludim inside it, and even though even Rabbi Gamliel would say, in the case of Kfar Ludim and Lud, that you would not have to say Bifani Nechtam, Bifani Nechtam, however, Lufi Rabbi Elazar, since Lemaisa Kfar Ludim is part of Chutz La'aretz, therefore it is a lay plug, and we don't differentiate between any part of Chutz La'aretz and all parts of Chutz La'aretz. A shliach that brings a get from that area would have to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. And our Gemara continues. V'am Abaye, and Abaye stated regarding the shita of Rabbi Gamliel and regarding the shita of Rabbi Elazar by Yoris Hasmuchel Tzaretzol Umuvlois B'tchum Eretz Yisrael Askinon, that the machlekes of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar on Tanakama are referring to those cities that, according to Rabbi Gamliel, are very close to Eretz Yisrael. For example, like Rechem and Chega. And Lefi Rabbi Elazar, we're discussing those cities that are muvla in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, for example, like Kfar Ludim, which is muvla in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, and is very close to Eretz Yisrael as well, as it was a suburb to Lud. And let us read Rashi 9 lines into Diba Maskel of Amma Abaya Yoris Halalu, and Rashi states, Vehichi Dami Mublois, and what is the case of Mublois? Kagoyin Ayoris, Shemona Akasu, Bimzach Shal Eretz Yisrael, Lias Ligvul, as since when defining the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, the Psukim and Pashas Masai in Perak Lamedalad, Pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph, give us a few different cities that are its actual border, as the Pasuk states, V'savisim l'chem l'gvul kedma, that the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael went, Mechatzar ina shifamba, and Pasuk Yudalv continues, V'yorad ha'gvul mishvam harivla mikedem la'ayin, and the border continued, V'yorad ha'gvul umachal kesef yom kineres kedma, and umayna ha'gvul ayoris rabbis umehenu l'halon chutz l'Eretz Yisrael, and the Pasuk mentions many different cities that are on the eastern border, and from that point to the outskirts was not part of Eretz Yisrael and was considered chutz l'Eretz, but these cities did not run in a straight line. And some of them went further towards the east for 4 or 5 parsa, and the line that goes from one point to the next point was the actual border. And those cities that lied within the gap that was still muvla in the area of Eretz Yisrael, but Lemaisa was not part of Eretz Yisrael, those cities are considered muvla in the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, and even so are considered chutz la'aretz. And Rabbi Elazar hold that even though they're so close to Eretz Yisrael and they're also muvla in the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, that a shliach would still have to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. And the Gemara continues, v'amr Rabbi Bachana, and Rabbi Bachana told us, l'didi chazli ha'u asra v'havikim mebeit kubi l'pumpetisa, that I saw the city of Kfar Ludim, and the distance between it and Eretz Yisrael was the same amount of space that is between Beit Kubi and Pumpetisa. And these were cities that the people in Bavel were familiar with, and it seems not only were they close by to each other, but one was muvla in the tchum of the other, and therefore it was a good way for Rabbi Bachana to explain and define what exactly Kfar Ludim looked like and what exactly the actual metzius was between Kfar Ludim and Lud and the relationship between Kfar Ludim and Eretz Yisrael. And it's interesting that we find in many cases, for example in the Gemara in Bava Basra, where Rabbi Bachana is the person that comes and explains to us different metzius. And the Gemara continues and explains, as we did at the beginning of the shir, Mechlal Tanakama Sava Hani Leitzarech, that's Muchach, that Tanakama argues on Rabbi Gamliel as well as on Rabbi Elazar, and he holds holds that if a shliach brings a get from Rekem and from Chega, or if he brings a get from Kvaludim to Lud, then you would not have to say Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam. And at this point, the Gemara wants to define a machlekes between the Tanakhama of Gamliel and Rebbe Elazar. And the Gemara continues, my lab, Bahakamifli, let us say that the machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rebbe Gamliel is as follows. The Mas Sava, Lefish Ein Bekir Lishma, Bahani Gamiri, because the Tanakhama holds that since these cities were so close to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore all the people in the city knew that there's a din of Lishma, and therefore the Chacham did not have to require the Shliach to say Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam, as we could take it for granted that the get was written in Lishma. The Tanakhama holds, like the Shita of Rabbah, that the reason why there was a Takana to state Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam was because in the areas that were Chutz La'aretz, they were not Bekiyin Lishma, but since in the areas that were close by Eretz Yisrael, they were Bekiyin Lishma, therefore there was no Takana to say Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam, Umasava, and Rabbi Liel held the Fisha Eni Demetsuin Lakaimai, Behani Nami Leishkichi, and Rabbi Liel argued on Tanakhama, and he held that the reason why the Chacham made a Takana to say Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam is because Eden were not Metsuin Lakaimai, and even though Rekem and Chaga was so close to Eretz Yisrael, but the Maisad was a blockade between the borders, and therefore people couldn't travel freely between these areas, and therefore, although it may be true that they were Bekiyin Bilishma because they were close by Eretz Yisrael, but the Maisa Shiyaris were in Metsuyas, were not infrequent between these two areas, and since people did not travel between these two areas, therefore it was hard to find people to be able to be Mekayim a get, and that's why the Chacham said that at the time the Shliach gives a get, he should say the Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam, and this way you won't have to worry about a Kiyim a get in the future, and at a later date the husband would not be able to claim that this get was a forgery. And at this point the Gemara has a question that how could Rabba and Rava be Chaylik in this question as to what the reason was that the Chacham was Mesakin that a Shliach has to say Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam, if L'chayra it seems that this Machlekes Tanayim, as the Tanakhama seems to hold like Rabba, and Rabbi Gamliel seems to hold like Rava, and if so, L'chayra, they should not be Chaylik, as we know that Tanayim should generally not be Chaylik in something that Tanayim were already Chaylik on previously. And the Gemara continues and responds, Loi, that's not necessarily correct, as Rabba Mataris L'tamei, Rava Mataris L'tamei, as both Rabba and Rava could explain the Machlekes between the Tanakhama and Gamliel that's based on their own Shita, and that both the Tanakhama and Gamliel agree to their Shita. And the Gemara explains, Rabba Mataris L'tamei, the Kuli Amal Fisha Ein Bekiyin Lishma, the Rabba explains according to his own Shita that even Rabbi Gamliel agrees that the reason why the Chacham was misakin that the Shliach had to say Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam is Lofisha Ein Bekiyin Lishma, V'Hachar B'Hakam Efri, and the Machlekes between the Tanakhama and Gamliel is as follows. The Tanakhama Sova, the Tanakhama holds that those that are further away from Eretz Yisrael certainly are not Gomer and are not Bekiyin B'Lishma, and therefore a Shliach that brings a get from those areas has to say Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam, V'Hani Kivin the Smuchas Mig Magmiri, those people that live in Rekem and Chega or in Kfaludim, since they were so close to Eretz Yisrael, so they certainly knew the halacha that a get has to be written lishma and has to be signed lishma, and therefore the Tanakhama holds that if someone sends a get from Rekem Uchegar or from Kfal Ludum to Eretz Yisrael, that the Shliach would not have to say Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam, as we could take it for granted that it was written lishma and it was signed lishma. And the Asar of Gamliel and Meimah, and Gamliel argues with Tanakhama on one point, that Mavlais Gamiri, while I agree with you that if someone sends a get from Kfal Ludum to Lud, that certainly since it was so close to Eretz Yisrael and it was also Muvla in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, so certainly they knew about the din of Lishma by a get, and therefore the Shliach would not have to say Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam. However, Smuchas Loi Gamiri, I argue with you regarding Rekem Chega, as although it's true that they were very close by to Eretz Yisrael, but since they were in Muvla in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, so they didn't necessarily know the halacha that a get had to be written Lishma, and therefore Rav Gamliel argues in the Tanakhama, and he says that if a Shliach Loi Locha would bring a get from Rekem Chega to Eretz Yisrael, that the Shliach would have to say Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam, in order to show that he knows that it was written Lishma. And finally, Ba'asra Rabbi Elazar Meima, and Rabbi Elazar argues on a Tanakham and Rabbi Gamliel, and not because he's being Chaylik in Metzias, as certainly he agrees that since Kfar Ludum was Muvla and it was close to Eretz Yisrael, therefore certainly they knew the halacha that a get had to be written Lishma, and really based on the Sfar of that Takana, so therefore if someone sends a get from Kfar Ludum to Eretz Yisrael, the Shliach should not have to say Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam. However, Zok Rabbi Elazar, Muvlois Nami Loi, Shloi Tachlik B'Medinas Yom, that Lemaisa we have a Loi Plug, and we say that even though the Sfar and the reason for the Takana doesn't apply, however, the Chacham made a very clean Takana, and they said that anyone that brings any get from any place in Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and even if that place was so close to Eretz Yisrael, and was even Muvla B'Tchum Eretz Yisrael, and the people in that city certainly knew the halacha that a get has to be written Lishma, and even so, a Shliach Le'Locha that brought a get from Kfar Ludim to Eretz Yisrael would still have to say Befarei Nechtam, Befarei Nechtam. And just to point out that when we learned the question of the Gemara, we actually didn't discuss the Shita Rabbi Elazar, and this is based on the Balan Tesis on the Amid that states, the time of Rabbi Elazar, Loi Mishum the Kesavim and Mavlois Nami Loi Shchichi, El Shloi Tachu B'Minis Yom, Kedem Mashma B'Samach, as even in the Hamina, the Gemara understood that the Fir Rabbi Elazar, the reason why you have to say b'fanei nechtam when you bring a get from Kfar Lud to Lud was based on the fact that there's a light plug and we weren't going to make a chalud between different places in Chutz Laretz. And the Gemara continues, Rava Matar Sol Tamei, that Rava will explain the machlekes between Tanakam and Gamliel according to his own shita, as the Kuli Amal of Fisha Enei Mitzul Kaimai, that even the Tanakam agrees that the reason why the Chacham made a takana that a shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam is because the Chacham were concerned that maybe at a later point the husband will come and claim that this get was a forgery, and at that point you won't be able to find two Edim who could verify the signatures of the witnesses, and potentially the get will be puzzled, and possibly this woman will be considered an Eishes Ish, and any children that she had would potentially mamzerim. And if all agree that this was the reason for the takana, so what is the machlekes between the Tanakama and Gamliel? And the Gemara explains, but Tanakama Sava, the Tanakama holds, Hani Kivin the Smuchas Mishka Shrichi, that since Rekha Mechaga was so close by to Eretz Yisrael, therefore there were caravans that were Shriach that traveled between these two areas, and therefore the Chacham did not have to make a takana, and the Shliach does not have to say before the Nechta, before the Nechtam, but also Gamliel Meima, and Gamliel argued the Tanakama Matthias, and he says, Mavloi Shrichi, that although it's true that when you have a city that's Mavlin in the Tchum Eretz Yisrael, for example, like Kfar Ludim, then Ein Chenami, that caravans were Shriach, and people traveled from one area to the other, and as Taisus mentioned on that Beis Amin Aleph, that the reason why Kfar Ludim was called Kfar Ludim was because people traveled from Lud to Kfar Ludim, and therefore there were so many people that were always in Kfar Ludim that really came from Lud. And therefore, Zokra Gamliel, that I agree with the Tanakama, that if someone takes a get from Kfar Ludim to Eretz Yisrael, that certainly the Chacham didn't have to worry, as Edom were definitely Mitzuyim Lekaimoi, and therefore the Shliach would not have to say b'fanei nechtam. However, Zokra Gamliel, Smuchas Leishchichi, I disagree with Tanakama, b'negei cities that are close by to Eretz Yisrael, but they're not Mavla b'tchum Eretz Yisrael, and in those cases, I disagree, and I hold that Shiaris are not Shriach in those areas, and therefore the Chacham had to make that Takana in the areas which was Smuchas to Eretz Yisrael, that the Shliach would still have to say b'fanei nechtam, and that's why Gamliel says that if someone sends a get from Rekha Mechaga to Eretz Yisrael, that the din is that the Shliach would have to say b'fanei nechtam. And finally, Rava also agrees to the idea that Rabba brought that Ba'asar Abelezer Lameima, and Rabba Elezer now comes and argues that Tanakama and Aron Gamliel, and he holds Mavlois Nami Loi Shloi Tachlo B'Medinas Yam, that in the Chanami I agree that people traveled often between cities that were Mavla in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Chira, there should not be a reason why the Shliach should have to say b'fanei nechtam. However, even so, I hold that the Shliach still has to say b'fanei nechtam, based on the Loi Plug, and based on the fact that we're not going to be making Chalot between different areas of Medinas Yam and different areas in Chutz Laretz, and any place that's considered Chutz Laretz, the Chum made a takana that a Shliach that brings a get from that area to Eretz Yisrael has to say b'fanei nechtam. And just to point out that even though we explained the word Mavlois as Rashi did, that area was surrounded by the area which was considered Eretz Yisrael and was Mavla in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, however, the Taisus Rashi explains that the Lashon Mavlois means that was Mavla b'tchum Ratzalayma b'tchum Shabbos Shalah, that was Mavla in the actual Tchum Shabbos, and this city was within 2,000 Amos of Eretz Yisrael. And he states, V'atad Nicha Nami Shehizkir Rabbi Elazar Lud, then now it makes sense why Rabbi Elazar mentioned Lud, Lefisha Lud Goremes Laliyas Keretz Yisrael, as the reason why it has the dinim of Eretz Yisrael, B'negeya, B'fanei nechtam, at least according to Tanakama and according to Rabbi Gamliel, was because it was within the Tchum Shabbos of Lud itself. And the Gemara will now continue and quote from the Mishnah, and we'll discuss the sheet of the Chacham and the Mishnah that seems to be the same sheet as the Tanakam and the Mishnah. And once again, the Gemara will try to say that the machlekes between Rabbi and Rava is the same machlekes between the Tanakam and the Chachamim, and the Gemara will ultimately say that that is not necessarily the machlekes, and Rabbi and Rava could fit in both the feet of Tanakama and the feet of Chachamim. And the Gemara continues, so now we learned in our Mishnah, the Chachamim is the fourth sheet that we see on Mishnah, and they say, that the only one that has to say b'fanei nechtam is only a shliach leilacha that brings a get from Medinas Yom to Eretz Yisrael, and the Chacham add in b'hamelech, or if someone is a shliach leilacha and they're bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, and the shliach would also have to say b'fanei nechtam. The Gemara is medayik mechlal the Tanakama Sava melech leitzarech. The lechayr, there seems to be a machlekes between the Tanakama and the Chachamim, and it must be that the machlekes is as follows: the Tanakama holds that the only time that the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam is only when someone brings a get from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. But if a shliach brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, he would not have to say b'fanei nechtam. And the Chachamim in the Sefer argue with the Tanakama, and they hold that even if a shliach brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam. And the Gemara now says, what is the basis for the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbanon? And the Gemara initially wants to say that this machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbanon is based on the machlekes between Rabbah and Rava as to the reason why the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam. And the Masavel, if you should aim b'kin l'shma, that the Tanakama holds like Rabbah, that the reason why the Chacham made it takana that the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam Afrani Nechtam is because the cities in Chutzlaretz were not bekeen in the din of Lishma, and therefore the Chacham wanted to make sure that the Shliach came and told us that it was written Lishma and it was signed Lishma. And since the Tanakhama holds like Rabba, therefore he's mechalik between someone that brings a get from Chutzlaretz to Yisrael, where you have to say Afrani Nechtam, since in Chutzlaretz they did not know the halacha that a get has to be written and has to be signed Lishma, and we continue on Daf Dalel Amud Beis Bahani Gemiri. However, if a Shliach brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, in that case, the Chacham would not misaken that he has to say before the Nechta, before the Nechtam, since the people in Eretz Yisrael were all bekeen the halacha that a get has to be written Lishma, and therefore there was no need for this takana. And the Gemara continues in Mas Sovel, if Bahani Nami Leishchichi, that the Rabbanan argued in Tanakama, and they say that the reason why the Chacham made a takana that the Shliach has to say before the Nechtam is because the people did not travel between Chutzlaretz and Eretz Yisrael, and the reason is based on Rabbi Svara of Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai, and therefore, just like people didn't travel from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael, people didn't travel from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, and it was Ein Shiaris Mitzuyis, and therefore the Rabbanon say that you can't be Mechalik between the different locations, and there's no Chilik between the Shliach that's delivering a get from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael, or from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, that the same did apply that the Shliach would have to say before the Nechtam. And once again, the Gemara's question is that L'Chirah, the Machlekis between Rabbi and Rabbah, is Machlekis Tanoim, as it seems to be the Machlekis between the Tanakama and Rabbanon of our Mishnah. And once again, the Gemara answers Rabbi Matar Sultamei, Rabbi Matar Sultamei, that both Rabbi and Rabbah will explain the Machlekis between the Tanakama and Rabbanon according to their own Shitas. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Matar Sultamei, Rabbah will explain according to his own Shita, the Kula Amal Fisha'im Bekin Lishma, that even the Chacham agree that the reason why the Chacham made a Takana and the Shliach has to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam, is because the people in Chutzlaretz were not Bekin in Lishma, v'hachab gzeres melech atu mevi kamiflegi, and the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbanon is, do we make a gzera of melech atu mevi? The Tanakama sava legazrina melech atu mevi. Tanakama holds we don't make a gzera, and the only time that we actually say that there's a takana that the shliach should say before nechtam is only where the takana applies, and therefore, since when going from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael, there was a problem that they were not bekin lishma, so the Chacham said that a shliach that comes from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael has to say before nechtam. However, if a shliach brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, he would not have to say before nechtam, since the reason for the takana doesn't apply, as in Eretz Yisrael, they were bekin b'lishma. And Rabbanan Basrei Savri, Gazrina Melech Atumevi, the Rabbanan hold that we say a plug, and we say that just like the Chacham made a takana, that a shliach that brings a get from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael has to say before nechtam, so even in a case where a shliach brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, and even though the reason for the takana doesn't apply, the Chacham still required the shliach to say before nechtam. And the Gemara continues, V'rav Mitar Satameh, and Rav also explains our Mishnah according to his own Svara, as really there's no machlekes, as Rav now continues, the Kule Amal Fish Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai, that really all agree in our Mishnah that the reason why the Chacham made a takana that you have to say before nechtam is because Eidim were not Mitzuyin L'Kaimai, as there were no caravans between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz, and really even according to Tanakama, there is no chilut between if a shliach is delivering a get from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael or from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, the reason for the takana applies, and the shliach would have to say before nechtam, and even though the Tanakama doesn't say it, however, that's why we have the Rabbanan and Mishnah who are coming to explain the Tanakama, and as the Gemara states, Rabbanan Basroi, Lefushi Tamri, the Tanakama Udasa, the Rabbanan are coming to explain the svar of the Tanakama, and they tell us that there is no chiluk if a shliach is delivering a get from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael or from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, and all cases you have to say before nechtam, as the reason is Lefushi Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai, and since there's no caravan between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz, therefore there's no chiluk if you're bringing a get from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael or from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, that the same thing applies, and the shliach has to say before nechtam. And before we continue, let's just point out that the Gemara at this point will try to bring a raya first against Rabbah and then against Rabbah, and both of these rayas will be from the same part of the Mishnah. And the Gemara begins, we learned it on Mishnah, and at this point the Gemara will try to bring a raya against Rabbah that the reason for the takana that a shliach has to say before nechtam is not because lo fisha'im b'kiyin lishma. And the Mishnah stated that maybe mimedina lemedina b'medina siyam, if there's a person that sends a shliach from one part of Medina siyam to another country of Medina siyam, and even if he's not sending the get from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael, the din is tzarech shiyam b'fanei nechtam, that the shliach would still have to say b'fanei nechtam, and the Gemara is medayik haba isa medina b'medina siyam, if the get would be sent in the same medina in Medina siyam loy tzarech, and the shliach would not have to say b'fanei nechtam, and the Gemara is l'rava nicha l'rabba kasha, according to Rava, that the reason why you have to say b'fanei nechtam is because in shiyaris mitzuyas, and we worry that you'd not be able to be mekayim the get, so it makes sense that in one medina, since shiyaris mitzuyas and people travel within one medina, therefore you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam. But according to Rabba, that the reason why you have to say b'fanei nechtam is because they were not bekiyim b'lishma. So l'chera, in one medina, in Chutzlaretz, they were also not Bekiyim B'lishma, and you should have to say B'farinechtam. And the Gemara answers, Loitema Habais Medina Medina's Yom Leitzarach, that the Diak is not that. If it would be in one Medina Medina's Yom, then you would not have to say B'farinechtam, as certainly for Rabbah, the Shlich would have to say B'farinechtam, because L'maisa, they're in Chutzlaretz, and they were not Bekiyim B'lishma. Now, L'Emo, and the proper Diak to make from this part of the Mishnah that stated, how may you get Medina Medina B'Medina's Yom, that Sarach Leimim B'farinechtam, B'farinechtam, is that the Mishnah wants to contrast the din of Medina Siyam to the din of Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah is telling us, Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael, Lo Yitzarach, that if you would actually send a get from one Medina to another Medina in Eretz Yisrael, then you would not have to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam. And this makes sense according to Rabbah, because in Eretz Yisrael there is no Ish of Lishma, as they would be Kiyam B'Lishma. And the Gemara asks, Habahedik Tani Lord, that you can't say that this is the Diyak that we should make for the Mishnah, because this din is actually Mefurish in the Mishnah, as the end of the Mishnah states, Hamevi get Eretz Yisrael, if someone brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, and even if it would be from one Medina to another Medina in Eretz Yisrael, for example, from Gaul to Yehuda, or from Yehuda to Gaul, in Tzarech Leim B'Farei Nechtam, you don't have to say B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam. And even though the Mishnah doesn't state that this is going Medina to Medina, however, since we're now talking about Shitas Rabbah and Lefi Rabbah in the entire Eretz Yisrael, they will be Kiyam B'Lishma, therefore there's no chiluk if someone travels from Medina to Medina in Eretz Yisrael, that certainly you do not have to say B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam. And therefore, when the Mishnah stated, how maybe get Medina to Medina, Medina Siyam, Tzarech Leim B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam, the diak that we should learn from that is that if you would actually send a get in one country in Chutzlaretz and it was going Meir Le'ir, then the din would be that you don't have to say B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam. And of course, this makes sense according to Rava, but according to Rabbah, that in the entire Chutzlaretz, they would not be Kiyam B'Lishma. So, L'Chayr, why would you not have to say B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam? And we're back to the original question. And the Gemara answers that really we could learn the din of maybe get Medina L'Medina B'Eretz Yisrael from the diak from the Reisha and from the diak that the Mishnah stated that maybe get Medina L'Medina B'Medina Siyam, Tzarech Leim B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam. But if we would learn from that diak, Havmina, then we would think, Hanimino di Evet Avil Chathil Lai, that the only time that the Mishnah is teaching us that you don't have to say B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam is only if someone actually brought a get from one Medina in Eretz Yisrael to another Medina in Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't say B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam, then B'di Evet it would actually work. But if we would only have the diak from the Reisha, then we would think that if the Shliach actually went to a Rav and he asked, does he have to be at the Bezdin when they actually write the get and when they actually signed the get in order to make sure that it was done Lishma, in order to be able to say B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam, that even in Eretz Yisrael they would say that you should go to Bezin and you should actually see the Chesivas Haget and the Chesivas Haget, and you should say B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam, Kamash one. And that's why the Sefer the Mishnah tells us that I maybe get B'Eretz Yisrael in the Tzarech Leim B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam, that if someone brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, and even if he's bringing from one Medina to another Medina, he doesn't have to say B'Farei Nechtam, B'Farei Nechtam, even L'Chathila. And at this point, the Gemara explained our Mishnah according to Shitas Rabbah, and the Gemara continues, the Ikad Meisav Lahachi, and some bring a diak from the same part of the Mishnah, and from this diak, the Gemara will ask a question on Shitas Rabbah, that the reason why we had that kana, that a shliach has to stay before nechtam, is l'fisha eini d'metzuyin l'kaimai. And before we continue with the raya, let's just point out that in the Gemara that beis on beis, the Gemara asked, my by now, what is the nafkamina between Rabbah and Rabbah? And the Gemara brought three nafkaminas. The first nafkamina was the so betray, where two people actually brought this get to this woman. And number two, in ba'isa medina, medina siyam, if there was actually a get given in the same medina, in medina siyam. And we said that in both cases, according to Rabbah, you would still have to say before nechtam, before nechtam, as l'maisa, even if two people brought the get, or if the get was given in one medina, in medina siyam, there still would not be kiyam b'lishma. However, according to Rabbah, since there was shiuros that were mitzuyes, and since there were two people that were ready to go and be mekayim del shtar, so therefore there's no reason to say before nechtam, before nechtam. And the second half of was medina l'medina be'eretz Yisrael, and Rashi explained that the havmin of the Gemara at this point was that from one medina in Eretz Yisrael to another medina in Eretz Yisrael, for example, from Yehuda to Gaul or Gaul to Yehuda, there was l'shchiach sharasa, that it wasn't shchiach that people traveled between the two areas, and therefore, even though according to Rabbah, you were not to say before nechtam, before nechtam, as they would be kiyam b'lishma, however, according to Rabbah, the shliach would still be required to say before nechtam, before nechtam, because it was ein edim mitzuyin l'kaimai. And with this in mind, let's continue with our Gemara. And the Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah as follows: that the Mishnah stated, "How may we get medina medina b'disayam tzarich leim before nechtam, before nechtam?" That if someone sends a get from one country to another country b'disayam, then you have to say before nechtam, before nechtam. And it's mashma how medina medina b'eretz Yisrael. If someone send a get from one country in Eretz Yisrael to another part of Eretz Yisrael, and for example, from Yehuda to Gaul or Gaul Yehuda, like tzarich, then you would not have to say before nechtam, before nechtam. And the Gemara now points out, l'rabba nicha, this makes a lot of sense according to Rabba, that even though you're going from one part of Eretz Yisrael to another part of Eretz Yisrael, you would not have to say before nechtam, because there's no issue of lishma, and everyone was bekeen that there's a chiyuv of lishma by a get. However, l'rabba kasha, according to Rabba, Rava that holds that the reason why you have to say b'fanei nechtam is because ein eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai. And since at this point of the Gemara feels that there were no shiuris and there were no caravans that went mitzuyas between Gaul and Yehuda to Gaul. Therefore, according to Rava, there would be a requirement for the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam, as otherwise there would not be eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai at a later date. So how could we have a diach from the Mishnah that m'medina l'medina v'eretz Yisrael you would not have to say b'fanei nechtam? And the Gemara answers that the diach from the ratio of the Mishnah where it says Hamevi get medina l'medina b'medina siyam tzarch l'medina b'fanei nechtam is not to teach us that if it would be medina l'medina b'eretz Yisrael that you would not have to say b'fanei nechtam, as certainly you would have to say so because l'maisa shiuris would not mitzuyes, and therefore there's a problem of eini mitzuyin l'kaimai ela ema haba'is medina b'medina siyam l'tzarch. And the proper diach from that part of the Mishnah is, as we said beforehand, that if you would be in the same medina in chutzlaritz and you'd send a get from one city in that medina to another city in that medina, then you would not have to say b'fanei nechtam, as since people travel from one city to another city in the same country, therefore they eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai, and there's no requirement for the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam. And the Gemara at this point asks the following question: that if you're going to tell me that if you're going from one country to another country in Eretz Yisrael, then the shliach would have to say b'fanei nechtam, because people don't travel between Yehuda and Galil and Galil and Yehuda, and therefore there's a problem of ein eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai. So if so, listening, maybe medina stam, then l'chayyur, why did the Mishnah bring a case of maybe getting medina b'medina siyam that tzarich leim b'fanei nechtam? If l'chayyur the Mishnah should have just stated how maybe get medina l'medina that tzarich leim b'fanei nechtam, as there's no difference between medina siyam or in Eretz Yisrael, that the same thing applies, as since it's in eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai that the shliach would have to say b'fanei nechtam. And at this point, the Gemara changes its svara, and the Gemara says l'olam medina l'medina v'Eretz Yisrael nami leitzarich, that really if someone sends a get from one medina to another medina in Eretz Yisrael, the shliach would not have to say b'fanei nechtam. And even though you're going to tell me that l'chayra there were no shiuris mitzuyes and people didn't travel between the two areas of Yehuda and Galil and Galil to Yehuda, and therefore it's ein eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai, so how could it be that the shliach would not have to say b'fanei nechtam? And the Gemara explains that kima de'ika eilu regalim mishkach shchichi, that since l'maisa in Eretz Yisrael there were people that were always coming to be eilu regal, and therefore they were traveling from one side of Eretz Yisrael to another side of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore Eretz Yisrael is a place where it's shchichi shayrasa, and since people traveled to different regions of Eretz Yisrael, therefore it was eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai, and the shliach would not have to say b'fanei nechtam. And Rashi immediately points out v'hodah marl el b'rei shmeitzin, and even though on daf beis and beis one of the nafkaminas was if someone goes from medina to medina b'eretz Yisrael, if they would have to say b'fanei nechtam, and we said according to Rava you would have to say b'fanei nechtam. Zok Rashi at this point in Gemara they say that nafkamina is not relevant anymore v'samalei mehocha, and we have to get rid of that nafkamina at this point. And ein echanami at this point in Gemara the only two nafkaminas between Rav and Rava is daso betray or ba'isa medina b'medina siyam. And the Gemara continues tenech b'zman she b'isa midrash kayim, that this makes sense when the b'isa midrash was around, and therefore there was shayoris that were mitzuyes because people were traveling from one region of Eretz Yisrael to another to be oil regal. However, our Mishnah was written after the churban b'isa midrash, and b'zman she'im b'isa midrash kayim ma'ik le'meimah, at the point that it was no longer b'isa midrash, and therefore there was no longer a chiyuv to be oil regal. So l'chayyur, why would there be people that were traveling between one part of Eretz Yisrael to another part of Eretz Yisrael? And l'chayyur, it's le'shchir sharasa, and l'chayyur the din should be that if you send a get from one medina in Eretz Yisrael to another region in Eretz Yisrael, then l'fi rava the shliach should have to say b'fanei nechtam. And why did the Mishnah state hamevi get medina medina but medina siyam tzarich loyim b'fanei nechtam? If l'chayyur should have said hamevi get medina medina tzarich loyim b'fanei nechtam, as this applies in Eretz Yisrael as well. And the Gemara answers even after churban beis hamikdash kivin ikka bati dinim dekviya mishkach shchichi, that since there were bati dinim that were kavu in Eretz Yisrael based on takanas Ezra that they sat on Monday and Thursday and they paskin shaglis, therefore there were always people traveling between different cities in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there were eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai. And as Rashi even goes a bit further, and there were also caravans that would travel to go to the central Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore people from all over Eretz Yisrael would come to that area, and at that point there were eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai, and they would be able to mekayim the chasima se'edim, and therefore the shliach would not have to say b'fanei nechtam. And before we continue, let's just point out two points. Number one, since our Gemara stated that the only time that there were actually people that would travel was on Eretz Yisrael in order to be Eilu Regal, so it's mashma from here that the people from Chutz La'aretz would not come to Eretz Yisrael to be Eilu Regal, and this would seem to be a raya to Taisus and Mesechus Pesachim on Daf Gimel Abayis Dima Maschal Alya. Taisus was mechadish that there was no chiyuv to come from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael to be Eilu Regal. However, the Meiri on Daf Beis and Aleph explains that even though people would come from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael as there was a chiyuv to be Eilu Regal, however they would not stay around, and therefore it would be in Eid Mitzrayim L'Kaimoy, even though they would actually travel and there was a chiyuv to go to be Oyle Regal in Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz Ayin Sham. And number two, by the fact that the Gemara says that Bezman She'im Beis Midrash Kayim Mayik L'Meima, so it's Muchach that nowadays that there's no Beis Midrash, there is no chiyuv to be Oyle Regal, Ayin B'Mefarshim. And also Ayin Rashi, Divu Maskal V'Ikud Meisav Hachi, where he brings that L'Chira, the Gemara only asked the question on Rabba from the part of the Mishnah that stated, HaMeiv Get Medina 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 Siyam, Tzarech Loim Farin Nechtam, and the only way the Gemara was able to ask the question on Rabba was from Mediyak that Ham Medina Medina Baritzal Loi Tzarech, and L'Chira, the Gemara could have asked directly from the Mishnah where the Sefer of the Mishnah stated that HaMeiv Get Baritzal in the Tzarech Loim Farin Nechtam, and Ayin Rashi, how he explains why the Gemara didn't ask directly from the Sefer Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and will bring another Raya against Rabba. The Rabba said that the reason why the Chum Masakin that a shliach has to say b'fani nechtam is l'fisha im b'kin l'shma. And the Gemara brings from Mishnah the Rav Shimon Gamliel Oima afilu magmuni yal agmuni. The Rav Shimon Gamliel stated that even if you're one city in Chutz La'aretz and you're traveling from one area with his one leader to another area of that city with his different leader, and they were makbin on each other, and therefore you couldn't travel from one area to the other area as the borders were closed, so the shliach would have to say b'fani nechtam. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yitzchak, an explanation of Rav Shimon Gamliel, said in the Braisa, Yerachas Hesab Eretz Yisrael, Vassasius Shmoy, there was one city in Eretz Yisrael, and its name was Asasius, Vahayabad Bezer Gemonius, and this situation actually applied over there, that there were two rulers, Shay Mechbidim Zalzeh, they were makbin on each other, and they wouldn't let people travel from one part of the city to other, and Lefika Chutzuk Loim Magmunya Lagmunya, and therefore, even if you're going to send a get from Magmunya to Agmunya in this area called Asasius, the din would be that you have to say Befalin Nechtam, Befalin Nechtam. And the Gemara points out, the Rav Nicha, according to Rav, this makes a lot of sense, because since the reason why you have to say b'fani nechtam is l'fisha ein ein mitzuyin l'kaimai, so therefore even in Eretz Yisrael, if there was no ability to travel between two parts of the city, so then you'd have to say b'fani nechtam, because otherwise there would not be ein ein mitzuyin l'kaimai. However, the Rabbi Kasha, according to Rabbi, that says the whole reason that you have to say b'fani nechtam is because ein b'kiyin l'shma, so l'chira in Eretz Yisrael everyone was b'kiyin l'shma, and why would you have to say b'fani nechtam? And even if it was difficult to travel between the two areas, l'chira that's loy ma'ilav loy married, and it must be that the reason why you have to say b'fani nechtam is because between these two parts of the city it was l'shchiach l'kaimai and ein edim is tuin l'kaimai. And based on this question, the Gemara explains Rabbi Islay de Rava that ein echanami, although Rava argues on Rabba and he says that we never had a problem and we never would have made a takana that a shliach should have to say b'fani nechtam based on people in Chutz La'aretz that are not b'kiyin in the din of l'shma. However, Rabbi says that there were actually two reasons why Rabbanim made a takana that a shliach has to say b'fani nechtam. Number one, because the people in Chutz La'aretz were not b'kiyin in l'shma, and number two, he agrees to the svar of Rava that the Rabbanim made a takana that a shliach has to say b'fani nechtam l'fisha ined mitzuyin l'kaimai. And that is why, even if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're in an area like Asasius, where there were two agmonias and they were makbin on each other and they were in ined mitzuyin l'kaimai, there would be a din that the shliach has to say b'fani nechtam. And the Gemara continues that now that we said that Rabba agrees to the svar of Rava and he agrees that there's a place where it's ined mitzuyin l'kaimai, that even in Eretz Yisrael you have to say b'fani nechtam. So Elamai Benau, then L'chayur, the Nafkamina that we mentioned on that Beis and Beis, which was Mimdinu Mimdinu Be'eretz Yisrael, where we said that according to Rabba, you would not have to say b'fani nechtam because they would be keen l'shma, and according to Rabba, you would have to say b'fani nechtam as people did not travel between one part of Eretz Yisrael to another part of Eretz Yisrael. But L'chayur, at this point, there is no Nafkamina between Rabba and Rabba, as even Rabba agrees to Rabba that in Eretz Yisrael, if it would be a place where Shiaris and not Mitzuyas, then you would have to say b'fani nechtam, and if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're in a place where they would travel between one part of Eretz Yisrael to another part of Eretz Yisrael, either because they were Eilu Regal or because people were traveling to go to Bezin and it wasn't a type of city like Asasius where there were two rulers that were makbid on each other, then even Rava would agree that the shliach would not have to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. And Rashi points out, as we mentioned before, that the Gemara's question at this point as far as what the Nafkamina would be is even relevant according to the teretz that we had before of Kim Ikar Eilu Regalim and Mishka Shchichi, that they were actually people that would travel between one part of Eretz Yisrael and another part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Nafkamina of Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael would not be a case where it's Nafkamina between the Shita of Rabba, the Shita of Rava. And therefore the Gemara ends off, it could be now that in the Chanami, there are only two out of the three Nafkaminas that are actually relevant between Rabba and Rava, and the Nafkaminas are that so betray Inami Ba'is Medina Medina Siyam, that if either two Shluchim are sent to bring this get from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, that according to Rabba, you would still need to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, as the Maisa, they would not be Kin L'shma, but according to Rava, you would not have to do so, as these two shluchim will be around Eretz shol, and it would be eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai. And the same nafkamina would be if someone sends a get in one medina in chutz laretz, where people travel from one side of medina to another side of medina, and according to Rabbah, the shliach would still have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, because they were not bekin l'shma. But according to Rava, the shliach would not have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, because people travel from one side of the country to the other, and they were eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai. And two quick points. First of all, when we learned the Gemara, we explained that the way that the Gemara understood that this question from a Mishnah was only based on the fact that Rabbi Yitzchak explained that this actually occurred in Eretz Yisrael as well, and even in Eretz Yisrael, where you had a city where there was Agmanya L'Agmanya, and it was impossible to go from one part of the city to another part of the city, that the din is that you have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. And this is the Mashmois of Rashi in Dibur Maskel Rabbi Kasha, the Haba Eretz Yisrael Havoi, or Bekin L'Shma, or Mishum L'Shchich L'Kaim Atzuchu. However, in Taisa Dibur Maskel, Va'om Rabbi Yitzchak, Ir Achas Heis B'Eretz Yisrael, he explains, B'lei Rabbi Yitzchak Nami Yesh L'Chiech, the Eretz Yisrael Haisa, that even without the story of Rabbi Yitzchak, we would be able to prove that the Mishnah was talking about a case where there was one city in Eretz Yisrael, and we still had to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, to Bechutz Laretz, Ba'isag Ma'inu Nami Tzarech L'Rabba, because now we're going according to Shita Rabba, and according to Rabba, if you're in Chutz Laretz, then even if you couldn't travel between the two cities, and it was actually in one area where there was one ruler, then there's still the din that you have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, because people were not Bekin L'Shma, and by the fact that the Mishnah stated that we were going Magmunu L'Agmunya, therefore it must be that the Mishnah was talking about a case where this occurred in Eretz Yisrael, and even though it was in Eretz Yisrael, and people in Eretz Yisrael are Bekin L'Shma, the Shliach would still have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, because Rabba agrees to the Svar of Rava as the Gemara came out of the Maskana. And finally, Ayin and Taisis Dibur Maskel El Amai Benayu, which is the last Taisis on Amid, he argues on Rashi, and he says, La'el ki mishani, kimin de'ika al-regalam mishka shchichi, la'avim matzalim boi b'ayin b'nayu, the Gemara could not ask at that point, that l'chayr, what is the nafkamina, as there is no nafkamina, medidil medina be'eretz Yisrael, that kata ika b'nayu, mekoymis le'kvi, batidinim, oishim akbid mizel zeh, Ayin and Taisis, and we will stop over here.